We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
For WYXR comes from AEG Presents, presenting Kraftwerk, coming to the Overton Park Shell on Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. Tickets on sale now. More information at kraftwerk.com. Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting Memphis Songwriter Series, hosted by Mark Egger Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. Featuring Hannah Blaylock, Rice Drury, and Raneem Imam on Thursday, January 9th. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
Good afternoon. It is the afternoon. You're listening to Thrust on 91.7 WYXR. How about that analog delay with Foster Falls? That was a great 2 hours of music, dipping into Foster Falls' latest EP, which you should definitely check out. It's on Big Tobacco Records. Somnescence. I'm going to butcher that. I apologize. Dip into the archive on WYXR.org and, find out what's going on in our vibrant music scene. I have a guest with me as well. There goes Mr. JB Harrell himself with a copy of Bad Advice for Travelers. Marcella's here with me, and we're going to be playing some songs, just hanging out. It's pretty chill. Dustin's here as well. And... I think we might have a couple treats for everybody. Say hello.
Yes. Hey, good morning. Or afternoon. It is afternoon, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all need to get that Bad Advice for Travelers book of Ross's. It's so good. It's the gift that keeps giving, isn't it, Dustin?
That's...
Yeah.
The highest form of compliment. All right, we're going to dip back into some music, which you just heard. That was Danse Zik. From this cool group Parblo. I don't know. I played that song on New Year's and I was loving it, so I had to run it back a little bit. This was DDYW with Perdalan. Where do we find these things? I don't know. This is Thrust on WXR. Thank you.
of the world in front of him.
said he's looking at me, looking at me. Wanna show him my heart is his home. It is his home, whether we together or alone. And show him he ain't been loved till now, been loved till now. And he showed me how.
That's one of my favorites from the record. How are we doing?
Amazing.
We got another special guest here with us. None other than Miss Taliba Sophia. Say hello.
What's up, WYXR fam?
Woo. I'm happy to have you guys on here as my first show of 2025.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is my first interview of
25.
Glad to be here. I was eavesdropping on y'all's conversation that you were having on the other side
of the
room.
How dare you?
You said we should compliment each other more. I don't know what the context that was in, but I'm like, yeah, I think that I'm taking that into the new year with me.
Yeah. Well, me and Marcella compliment each other constantly.
Naturally.
As you should.
That's why we're here.
Exactly.
I got other things too. I made an In-N-Out list.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of like I'm letting you know, it's kind of a prompt. I'm wondering if y'all have 2025. I mean, I feel like resolution is kind of like 20th century, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let me see if I can find this thing.
In and out. So what do you mean? I want to know what
like,
you mean.
Where this is out.
Yeah.
And these things are in.
Got it. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I could do that. okay.
Yeah, I saw one recently and it was kind of random. It was all random things. Like, it's out saying that you're not gonna like show up to an event 24 hours before or something.
Ooh,
and
that's not good.
I know, right? That's hard. That's
hard. How do I know who I'm gonna be when I wake up
right?
that morning?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a tough one. I don't know if I can commit to that one.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them, but I'll read you a couple. Apples, blueberries, bananas. Drawing little pictures, trashy paperback novels,
dig that.
Journal longhand.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having a playlist ready.
Okay, see, I love this mm-hmm. because I'm welcoming in journaling shorthand because I feel like, are you journaling if there's not a full page? But
thank
now
you.
I'm like, I'm going to give myself the opportunity to do one-liners sometimes because okay. sometimes that's all that needs to
yeah.
be said.
Yeah, little aphorisms.
Yeah, and yeah. And the drawing thing, I'm with that as well. Just yesterday I was watching some YouTube videos on how to draw a nose. It was
nice.
My nose is very bad right now, but I'll get good.
Yeah. I want to get good enough where I can like draw a person.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like I'll draw you and then I can show it to them. It's not like embarrassing.
And they're going to agree. Okay. Yes. That is
right. Nice. Yeah. They won't be like kind of just completely turned off by the experience.
Yeah. So I like that because it's something about being in, about learning new things that aren't necessarily connected to your work.
Yes.
That's attractive to
yes.
me right now.
Totally. Yeah. I'm welcoming that this yeah. year.
Mm. Crashing fancy events.
In?
Mm-hmm. Always.
Crashing.
Very
like,
much in.
Yeah. That's in. Making my own salad dressing.
Oh, yes. I can help with that. I'm very good at that.
Okay.
I'm the best.
Yeah, see, this is why.
Yeah.
Well, let's do out leaf blowers. I don't have one, but everyone else.
It's like, why? The leaves are going to fall.
People.
Let them
yeah, on the street have them. Yeah.
I raked mine up. Well, the full story is my mom came by. And she was like, you need to clean up your leaves. Like, I'm going to rake your leaves. I was like, I'm not letting you
sounds
do
like
that.
My mom. Oh, my God. That's my mom.
So now that we both have rakes out and we rake all the leaves. And then she comes by like the next week to check on me. And she's like, ah, like there's more leaves on the ground. I was like, well, yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you when we did
well,
it the first time.
Well, it's very good for the soil
it
and
is.
The plants
yeah.
that are coming through in the spring. So maybe that'll help her like ease up on you
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I try to tell my
well, we dump it in the little like wild area kind of way in the back of my yard
okay.
to try and keep the poison ivy at bay
okay.
and all that.
There you go.
So
good looks.
Yeah.
What neighborhood do you live in?
It's like I looked it up and it's called Lee's Wood.
That's made up.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's
it sounds enchanting though.
Right.
I think it's kind of it's like kind of Binghamton, but it's on the west side of Hollywood.
Oh, it's just
right?
a Binghamton rebrand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they rebranded exactly. Binghamton.
Yeah. Gentrified it's, Binghamton.
It's in between. It's getting there. It's pretty gentrified.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
It's in between. It's like where the fire station is on Parkway, kind of.
It's Lee's Wood.
Okay.
It's Lee's Wood.
With talking trees and dancing yes. poison ivy.
Yeah. What else is out? Taking 45 minutes to decide what movie to watch.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yes.
Please. Please, yes.
That's half a movie.
Oh God. So. It's almost like an hour for us.
Yeah. Okay. So eating with food in front of the TV is out because your food's going to be cold.
Exactly.
No more. Now
exactly.
we talk and eat.
Mm-hmm. Look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting to bring ear protection.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm pretty bad about that.
Me too.
Which
ear
is like,
protection? Like when you're at a concert or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrible at that. Absolutely awful.
And it's hard to perform with ear protection because you can't feel it as much, you know? So I just put one ear in sometimes. So, like, mm-hmm. one ear is more protected than the other. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The bass is like, addicting, you know?
It
it's
is.
Like you want to have the full
effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods. Completely out.
Out
yeah.
Oh,
out,
God.
Out,
get out of here. Honestly, all forms of detergent that have synthetics like that in it, get them
yes.
out.
Yeah.
They gotta go.
I'm already on that one. Shout out Lauren Carrig. She hosts the show After Me,
mm-hmm.
Valley of the Dolls. She was like, you need to check this out. It was called like, it's called like Oasis or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, no scent, none of that.
Yeah,
you
know. I don't play that. That
mm-mm.
stuff is awful. Yeah.
Awful.
And also, you know what else is out? Glade plugs. Get those out of here. Get these Glade plugs out.
Yikes.
None of that.
They're in my nightmares.
Yeah. And you know what else is, what's in is cooking more at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Less
yes.
going out when you don't know what's in your food.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It tastes better anyways.
Even
yeah.
though I'm going to have to eat when I leave here. Don't tell anybody. Yep. Mm-hmm. What's in is supporting your friend's music and listening to it on repeat.
That's
yes.
right.
What's
I
out
second
is
that.
Not paying for their shows and their merch.
Yes.
No more guest lists.
Right.
No more.
Put your money where your mouth yeah. is.
You're already my guest.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like this list. Very good.
We're prepared.
Y'all got stuff coming up in the month of January.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Why don't we talk about that a little bit? What's going on?
We've got a show at Crosstown Theater right around the corner from this very room that we're in.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. We did the first time Marcella and I worked together was Tambourine Bash. Shout out Elizabeth.
Yes. K1. In 2019.
18. Yeah, that's when we first connected.
Wow.
And I feel like we've grown and changed so much since then that so excited to share a stage with you.
God, me too. I've been dreaming about it. And I was so stoked when you agreed to do it.
Oh, it's my honor and pleasure. God. Honestly, I love working with you. We did a couple of things in 24 that were very chill, just kind of supporting each other. So to be able to kind of do full songs, our full set, both of us in one night, I feel like that's a really, really special opportunity.
For everybody, for the community, because it's like we just, you know, that stage is a
big
great
one.
Stage. Yeah,
it's bigger than the green room.
Oh yeah, and we're ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I mean, we've both done the green room. Yeah. We'll definitely do it again, but together we got to be in that theater.
Oh yeah. Not everybody would fit.
Yeah,
and you got I went to the kind of pre-release for your record that was at Off the Wall Arts, and that had a crazy like visual component that was done by Infinity Stairs.
I'm really excited about that.
What can people kind of look forward to as far as like, I don't know, the whole package, the presentation?
Give
too much away.
I don't want to give too much away, but we based this in short with the work that we started doing with Infinity Stairs last year. Dustin and I had this idea of, you know, building a geodesic dome, which we did unsuccessfully in spring of last year.
Couple's goals, by the way.
It was
like,
fun.
Let's build a dome.
We almost got there. The material wasn't great. So then we did another like two panel thing. And then we decided, okay, I wanted to go back to that circular thing because I think circles are like everything. Mm-hmm. Circles are where we can, you know, really connect with each other, you know, and I thought about this idea of getting everybody in a circle, but the cylinder is the spaceship in a way, you know. It's like I'm performing inside of it, and then on the outside there's screens adhered to it, and there's some beautiful imagery that I won't give away that's going to be projected onto it. But Infinity Stairs, Graham Burks is a super talented, just brilliant, you know, creative who has helped make this happen. And yeah, y'all are gonna be blown away.
I think they can kind of get prepared if they check out the His Eyes video.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Yep, that's a little taste of it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which you just played, Ross.
Yeah,
that's a great one. Love that song. Highly recommend y'all check that one out.
Thank you.
There's gonna be an after party for that too, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw that guy with Nico.
Yeah, Nico will be DJing. JB is gonna be in the space as well. We got Breezy and Chief Reefa. It's gonna be a vibe. I'm so excited. It's just about like letting loose. So we're really gonna be kind of inspiring the people, being able to get in deep into our feels at our show and tell our stories, and then we can just dance it off and get weird afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think that's gonna be really dope.
So great dancing was happening in 24. I feel like there's so many different like vibes and events and like, you know, you can go out of Memphis and hear any kind of music you want to hear now and like just dance to it. And I feel like that's something that the community has been working on for a long time, but we've deserved it for like a long time.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. We really just, I think through the music, found our people, and we come together to be able to listen to the music that we love no matter what. I feel like there were some limitations on what's expected for a person in Memphis to love, but we have expansive palettes and we have way more options now than we used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's great.
Way more.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some, you brought a couple remixes.
Yeah.
So I know that like this new record, you were trying out a lot of new things as far as electronics and different instruments and stuff. And was having like remixes on the record a kind of natural extension of that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was really fun for me. This was the first album that I'd ever done by myself. Just really, I mean, Dustin helped co-produce it, and where I just did everything myself. And so it was, you know, an incredible challenge in a lot of ways, but something that was effortless because it was just fun. It was like playing, you know, you look at your instruments as little as toys, you know. And so I had a lot of fun with that. And so I thought bringing more people in for another to kind of reinterpret the songs was just the natural, you know, thing, next thing to do.
So we got two of them here that maybe we can do. When are these coming out?
January 24th.
All right.
For the show, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get like a deluxe version. Mm-hmm. Taliba, you did something similar with your last record.
With Black Magic. We got some really cool remixes. Killer. And we're about to hit the year that Black Magic has been out on February 23rd. And we've got some little treats to celebrate that year as well.
Wow. Already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I'll tell you more later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't we so fortunate?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
All right, so let's check this out. I mean, we got the Eyes on Me remix done by WYXR's very own Kemi. Yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be good. He's such a great... I think he was... Is he in town right now? Kemi, are you listening?
I think he is.
Where in the world is Mr. Computer Noise? Yeah, let's check it out, and then we'll come back on and do a little bit more talking. You're listening to Thrust, and I'm here with Marcella and Taliba. They're talking about their show that's coming up at the Crosstown Theater on the 25th of January with visuals by Infinity Stairs, and it's certainly going to be a special production. Here's the Chemist remix of Eyes on Me.
I love the way his eyes.
His eyes on me. His eyes on me. His scenes, I know you miss me. You
de hadas. Príncipe azul tatuado que no se ande con mamadas raras. Al despertar siempre una buena cara y en la noche un porrito encuerados en la sala y para. Es como si en mi cora habitaras en una habitación chiquita tapizada con tu cara. Es tiempo de volver al centro. Tengo un talento natural para detener el pensamiento. Eso sí, avísele a mi corazón que se quedó pensando en ti. Poro, 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 pom, pom.
So that one was really good.
Mm-hmm. That was just some bang, bang, bang vibes. One after the other.
Perfect description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had our coffee. We're ready to rock. And it's almost going to be over.
I know. Let's just do another hour.
Lauren, we'll take your show.
We're crashing Lauren's show. She's probably on the way here listening. Like what? We're locking the door.
No, you can come in. You just have to sit down on the side. We can all talk about what's the next record to play. But that was cool, though. I really like that remix. You did, too, Ross.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was
very cool.
It's a blessing
Thank
to be
you
able
for
to
being a part of it, man.
Mix it up. Now, you've like sang on house tracks, too, right?
I have.
For Chemist?
Yeah.
You did one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. He took a demo of mine and we did something together at the end of 2023 called Daytime Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, he's brilliant. You've worked
How
with him,
how is
know.
That writing process different from like composing your own stuff?
Well, it was one of my songs. It was just like this stream of conscious like piece that I wrote that I just decided I always wanted to work with him. I heard his show on WIXR and was like, man, what is, I was just like, this is amazing. Who is he? And so I just DM'd him and was like, you want to work together? And I'm glad he wanted to. Cause yeah, it kind of opened up this other door for me creatively and got me thinking more in that arena of house. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably fun to, I don't know. I mean, are you like just in the room writing by yourself?
Oh.
Or no, you're like, you probably go outside and do it.
Everywhere. They just come when they come, you know? Absolutely. Don't you feel that? Yeah. It's like, it's just making myself, the work is just making myself available for the download to come wherever it's coming from, you know? And it's so like, I just let myself be. Mm-hmm. and then that's when it comes. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then man, it's just when it does, oh god, it's, there's no feeling like it, you know.
That sounds great. You got like the yin and yang on the jacket. Hey, and it's,
that's my message.
Yeah.
Very Marcella of you.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. I want you guys to get one more chance to kind of let people know what to look forward to. in the upcoming weeks. Now that everyone's, you know, rested from the holidays and the celebrating and the toasting.
Yeah, get your tickets. Crosstown Theater, January 25th. It's a Saturday. You don't have anything else to do. You know you don't have anything else to do.
You don't have anything better to do, that's sure.
That's it. That's it. And then after that, you got to go to the after party at the Hood Rave.
Yeah, yeah. So we are about to give you our absolute best.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm really excited about what Marcella is offering. It's so unique. There's not a lot of shows you'll go to in Memphis that'll be giving you this type of intentionality with the set. And so I think you're about to just kind of help expand what we're aiming towards, what our goals are. So I'm really excited to be doing this with you. Mm-hmm. Also, just the energy on stage, like, we give the energy like no other.
We
so
do.
For
we
us
do.
To be both on stage, ooh, then we're gonna dance after. Like, honestly, we just want to invite you. This is an invitation.
Yeah, we'll be there anyway.
Yeah, and the tickets are going.
They are. They're moving.
Should go ahead and get yours sooner than later.
Yeah. And I feel the same way about you, Taliba. I mean, I'm just so inspired by the work you do and always have been. And it's just like, it's the ultimate for me. So to be able to share the stage and do this again is just going to be pure magic.
Yeah. Yeah, we earned it.
We did.
We definitely deserve
Truly.
It. And y'all deserve it, too.
Y'all deserve it, too.
Yeah.
That's the energy for 2025.
You heard it here.
Say it. It's true. You know, own it. Walk in the room
Make
like God sent you. Yeah.
Absolutely. I like that. I like that a lot.
Dress like it too.
That's
Dress
right.
Like it.
That's
Stand
right.
Stand right back straight.
Yes.
That's in. Yes. Dressing.
Yes. Getting dressed.
Hard pants.
You know what else is in? Ironing your clothes.
Ooh, ironing your clothes.
Yes.
What about jeans? We ironing jeans?
I absolutely love jeans. I am
You have the best jeans.
I have so many pairs of jeans. I'm such a fan.
And it's always
denim.
A statement. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Denim is great because it lasts long. And one of the things I love about it is that you have to be mindful with how you care for it to get the most wear out of it. And I love having things for a long time.
Yes.
So.
Me too.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. The flip
care.
Side of that is I just accumulate clothing. I got rid of so much clothing recently. It felt amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely get rid of things. I give things away. Like, here, take this bag of clothes and this jewelry so I can have a clean house.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any really memorable meals? Recently, the last couple?
Yes, absolutely. So for the first, I made the classic black eyed peas, greens, and I shared it with my family. We pray before we ate like we did when we were kids.
I love doing
and
that.
It's really beautiful, intentional meal that we shared together. And that type of thing feels nourishing in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. I had some good gumbo around Christmas that my dad made, and he just makes it like every time it's a little bit different. And I know that's like kind of the stereotypical thing you'd get in Louisiana, but the way when dad makes it, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
He puts a different kind of love into the pot, and like it, it was good, huh, Dustin?
Best ingredient.
Still smell it.
Yeah. My little brother, shout out to him for Christmas. He was on the meat duty. He did like a beef tenderloin. And that was just exquisite.
I love that we all talked about something our family made.
Mhm.
Well, my family
You set the
meat.
Tone right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Family's everything.
Greg and Lauren are here.
Yay.
Greg cooked up a pretty incredible meal a little while back that I was in attendance for. And I actually hooked him up with the recipe, not to brag.
Nice.
Was it in your book?
my bachelor chow. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Y'all watch out for the show. Watch out for new music from these two talented Memphis artists together and separate. And next up, we got Valley of the Dolls with DJ Diffy Babe. Only on your station, WYXR.
Wait, please dance out. Wait, please dance. Wait, please dance out. Want to reach a passionate audience who loves Memphis's arts and music scene? Sponsor WYXR and connect your brand with the city's creative community. More information at WYXR.org/sponsorship.
Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space.